With just 655,000 people, many in Alaska say the state has the feel of one big, small town. That closeness was felt last month when the first Alaskan was killed in combat in Iraq. He was 22-year-old Lance Corporal Jeremiah Kinchin. Libby Casey of member station KUAC in Fairbanks has this remembrance.
Neighbors in the small community of Salcha, Alaska, describe the Kinchins as a strong family. The parents took Jeremiah and his younger brother and sister everywhere, whether they were hunting or canoeing the Yukon River. Younger brother Colby says as long as Jeremiah was around, he was happy.
We were kind of like each other's shadow, if you will. You know, if you got into trouble, I was then neck deep too. And I liked being with him. That's pretty much all it was.
The two fought paintball wars and practiced boxing, sometimes even sparring with their little sister. Father James Kinchin says his kids inherited their parents' independence.
When Jeremiah and Colby got old enough that they were out going and doing things on their own, they didn't think it was cool to hang out with Mom and Dad. So they would go camping down the gravel pits, like salmon fishing. They would go salmon fishing and just stay all night at the river. Come home in the mornings after we'd done got up and was having breakfast. You know, here they'd come home for breakfast.
James Kinchin says his sons learned to handle guns soon after they learned to walk. They did well in school, but believed it was the military, not college, that promised them adventure and opportunity. Colby joined the Army, and Jeremiah joined the Marines. Jeremiah soared through training and became totally focused on the Marine Corps. In March, the same month he turned 22, he shipped out to Iraq. He was there for just 15 days before he was killed by an explosion on April 4th in Anbar Province. The week before his death, his whole family got to talk with him one last time, his father, James Kinchin.
The first thing he said was, "I'm sorry for calling at 4:30 in the morning." I said, "Don't worry about when you call. Whatever time you get a chance to call us. You know, we'd like to hear from you." And mostly I remember just telling him I wanted him to come home safe. And then the following Tuesday, he got killed.
It's hard, but James Kinchin says he's not letting go of his oldest son.
He's going to always be there. All of his memories, all of the pictures and, you know, his uniforms. Some people I know, when something like this happens, they want to put everything away. I'm not going to put his stuff away.
Lance Corporal Jeremiah Colt Kinchin is survived by his parents, James and Jeannie, his brother Colby, and his sister, Amy Kinchin. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Fairbanks, Alaska.